Southern Indiana men's basketball's 2025-2026 roster is coming together. The second to commit in this class is Amari Brown. He joins us here on WREF. I'm Brad Klein. Hey, Amari, really appreciate the time. Congratulations on the commitment.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, coming in from NAIA Oklahoma Panhandle, which, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people think, okay, NAIA, we don't know what to expect, but there is a track record for NAIA success. In the Ohio Valley Conference, two of the last three players of the year came from NAIA. So I guess the question really comes down to what gives you the confidence that coming from NAIA to Division One and in the OVC that you're going to hit the ground running like the other guys?
Just my work ethic, the way I approach the game and having that chip on my shoulder that I want to be able to prove myself at the highest level that I can, that I could play in, that I could be one of the guys in the OVC.
You know, we're going to talk about your game and your accolades and all that in this upcoming interview, but I do think it would be good just to get to know you. I mean, Amari Brown, what do you do in your free time? What do you like to do?
Oh, man.
Outside of basketball, that's the cool thing, right, is that basketball is the unifier. We all love basketball. We all love watching it and competing in it. But what about outside of basketball for you?
Man, outside of basketball, pretty much just a chill guy. I mean, just play the game, laughing with my guys, with the family, going out to eat. That's pretty much simplifies up what I do outside of basketball.
I like it. You're a chill guy, and well,
chill guy,
basketball, I feel like is probably one of those things you can't really talk about Amari without talking about basketball.
Yeah,
So
thanks, man.
Let's talk about basketball then. Amari, what kind of player are you? Give me, I like to do this, give me a player comp. Like, take a player from the NBA. You play like who?
A lot of people say that I play like Anthony Edwards. That's my NBA comparison. A lot of people say it. I really don't see it as much, but everybody says it.
Well, what about you? What do you see as far as a player comp? Anthony Edwards, by the way, not a bad comp. I would take it.
Not a bad. I mean, I take it. No, that's. I mean, I take it. You know, I say that's who. If they say that, then that's who it is. Then, you know, it's part of the. You part of the armband. I wear the armband. I like them. I do wear the armband.
I like it. I like it. Amari Brown here on WREF and talking about his commitment to USI, the second to commit in the class behind KK Brown. That's not going to be easy for me, by the way. Two guys with the last name Brown on the team. It's not going to be fun. I think you're just going to be end up being referred to by your first name on the radio, and you're just going to have to deal with it. Sorry, guy. That's probably
That's
it.
okay.
That's probably the anecdote. Hopefully you guys both play, but hopefully not at the same time, so I can call you Brown just by your last name like everyone else. Now, that said, let's talk about you and your decision. You decided to come to USI, and it
Yes,
seemed
sir.
like a pretty instant commitment. You were almost like a sight-on-scene commitment to USI. Why?
Yes, sir.
Why was Southern Indiana the move for Amari Brown?
Just talking to the people that's in my corner, you know, my family, talking to my agency, we felt that this was the right decision. This was the right opportunity for me to come in and be able to prove myself. Coming from a lower level and coming to a higher level. So we felt that this decision was the right one to come in and help the opportunity of winning and playing the playoffs and everything.
You know, you mentioned the idea of coming in from a lower level, and sure, I mean, that's true, NAIA beneath D1 and in the OVC, but you balled out at that lower level. I don't think there's any doubt that you're ready for this jump. 18 points per game, 4 boards per game last year for Oklahoma Panhandle. You were all conference. You were the team's leading scorer. What made you successful last year in your sophomore season to really take that next level in your game?
What made me successful, like I said earlier, just my work ethic and my approach to the game, not taking a single day off. Every day, I approach the game with a winning mindset. Every day got to be a win. So whether it was my workouts, whether it was practice, whether it was a game, of course it's going to be hard to win every game, but I went in every game as if we needed this win. So I went in there and I tried to, like I said, approach every day with a winning mindset, film, everything.
It's not specifically an NAIA thing. A lot of different dudes, like last year, USI had a lot of different guys coming in from junior college. And of course, KK Brown coming in from Division II. So you're not the only player coming in from a quote unquote lower level and making the jump, right? But last year at Oklahoma Panhandle, you averaged about 14 shots per game. I mean, that's really, really high volume. I don't
Yeah.
know if you'll get that kind of volume in the
Yeah.
OVC because I don't think anyone really gets that kind of volume in the
No,
OVC.
no.
So how would that sit with you in getting fewer shots and what would that do to your game?
I mean, I've been talking to my people, that's not really gonna affect me. I wanna focus on being more efficient, but also, I know when you got better players around you, it's a different way to you gotta approach the game, whether it's defending the best player, being a shooter, being a rebounder, being a facilitator, being that leader that's needed vocally. I know, different aspects gotta show. Yeah. So, my shot volume wouldn't not gonna change who I am as a player.
The shot volume really just speaks to how valuable you were to Oklahoma Panhandle last year.
Yes.
Of course, being the leading scorer and being all conference. What I thought was very interesting in taking a look at what the Aggies were all about last year, it was a very deep team and a very deep rotation. I mean, there'd be games you guys played 12 deep, but you still got your 30 minutes per game. But what that really meant was you're playing almost the entire game, and yet you're playing with a slew of different guys. So I guess the question really becomes, what type of player or players best suit you to be on the floor with you? Who do you play best with? What kind of players?
I say I play best with, I mean, it don't really matter. I mean, I play good with shooters. If you're a defender, you get out on the break. You a scorer, I could compliment a scorer. So whatever players on that court at that time and we need that W, I'm gonna compliment them best.
Amari, you've been really successful in what you do. And of course, again, being a scorer and being a volume guy, that's been kind of the cornerstone of your identity in college basketball. That said, you're looking to take another jump. You're taking a jump in the level at which you're competing, but you're also trying to take a jump at the level at which you're producing. So what do you think you're trying to improve upon or focus on, especially this offseason, as you go and seek out your first D1 gig?
So this offseason, I mean, since season ended, really just having more of a consistent three ball, working on my floaters, because everybody's athletic, So I don't, want to get in the paint and always have to feel like I got to go to the rim. Working on probing and facilitating more, passing, all that. Working on getting the high off the glass with my left and right. So just working on a lot of more like guard skills and keeping my guard skills and keeping the ones I got strong and consistent.
The whole staff's got you covered in that regard with Sprue handling the guards. But I will say this, if you're looking for some shooting help, just get into the gym early with Coach Doug because he can still stroke it. I mean, he doesn't miss. It's nuts. And I'm sure you saw his stats when he was at Southern Illinois, when he was a player, and he was a really good shooter. But even today, now the form, it's not really textbook anymore in his older age, but he's a kind of a flat guy and he'll just throw it up and it goes in every
And
time.
it goes in.
Where? So just get in the gym with him and you'll be fine.
Okay, perfect.
Again, Amari Brown is here on WREF and talking about his commitment to USI, the second Screaming Eagle to commit for 2025, 2026. And Amari, for the program, the big difference in this year compared to seasons past is that this year the team is eligible to go to the NCAA tournament. It's a year early, a year ahead of schedule. We thought it was going to take 4 years, NCAA allowing USI to go in three. How much of that actually influenced your decision to come to Evansville?
That played a role too, because like I said, we got something to prove, coming in. It's right there in our faces, in our hand, and we got to take it. We got to take it. So when I seen that, I said, yeah, this is what I want. I want that competition. I want that. I just want it. I want to win. And when it's right there, you got to take it. You got to take it.
It's funny because I asked KK the same question, but I think, and even though he was first and you were second, I still think it's definitely worth asking you. Someone's got to go first, someone's got to go second. But committing to a school with only three returning players, scholarship players, that is, and only one having committed for this year, you don't really have a very good gauge. No one does on what the roster is going to look like. So that's a leap of faith. That's kind of believing without evidence. Why did you feel that you had the confidence in this program or in the coaches or all of the above? to commit without knowing who your teammates really would be?
Just having that, confidence in the coaches. When you commit somewhere, you gotta have the confidence in the coaches that's recruiting you to put together a good team and who they feel will help contribute best to winning. So having that confidence and then just having that competition spirit that no matter who you're on the court with, you can go out there and give it your all. And I feel like that's what basketball at the Division I level is about. When we step on the court, no matter who we're going against, no matter what that name say across the jersey, we're gonna go out there and compete. So
Now, Amari, even though you're coming from Oklahoma Panhandle, as far as your college career, your previous college experience, you're not an Oklahoma kid. You're a Chicago kid. So
yeah, I'm a Chicago.
you're actually more or less coming home. I mean, it's not necessarily too close to Chicago, but it is driving distance to Chicago. And I know that Chicago and USI has pretty significant roots, and there's some pretty significant ties between the Chicago area and the University of Southern Indiana. I know that Coach Sproom is a Chicago dude in his
Yeah.
right. So, how much of your background in Chicago initiated and fostered the relationship that you have with the coaching staff and thus with the university?
When they started recruiting, when I talked to coach, they just one of the, they named a couple players that I knew. Well, when they found out who I knew, then it just made it even more exciting.
I feel like it would
Right.
be a double-edged sword, your recruitment process. It's a very exciting time, but then again, it's kind of a stressful time. Is it a weight off of your shoulders? Now that this is done, what's
Yeah.
for you in the offseason?
Finally that it's over with, I could just the off season pretty much just consists of like I said, just continuing to work every day. Every day until I get and when I get to school it's gonna be the same, but just making sure I improve every day. Every day I gotta be a winning day to get ready for the season.
Just out of curiosity, have you decided what you're going to be studying yet?
I'm probably just gonna I'm gonna lean back more into business. Going back into business. Yeah. 'Cause they had me doing criminal justice, but I don't wanna be no police officer when I'm done. Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, I couldn't do it. It wouldn't be for
Yeah,
me.
I can't do
But
that.
again, I'm not a business dude either. I always say that I'm in broadcasting because I couldn't figure out anything else. And broadcasters, we don't tend to be the smartest people. So, I'm just saying, whatever you're doing, it's ahead of what I was doing in college academically. Just saying. That said, if you need help with your homework, when you get to USI, don't ask me. You can ask the rest of the coaches, but I can't help you. Sorry.
Okay.
Hey, Amari, I really appreciate you taking the time, man. Awesome to see you commit. Everyone's really excited. They've seen your game, but they want to see it on the west side of Evansville. They want to see it in the Screaming Eagle, red, white, and blue. So looking forward to seeing you on campus.
Appreciate you, man. Appreciate you, man. Excited to get out there and play. We're gonna get these W's.
Awesome. That is commitment number two for USI men's basketball in 2025-2026. KK Brown and Amari Brown, the roster coming together here in April and into May. So, with that, we'll take a step aside. You've been listening to WREF's coverage of USI men's basketball 2025-2026 roster assembly.